Thanks for calling the Zephyr Hills Home Depot. This call may be recorded. In a sentence or two, tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability,
appliance installation,
looking for a rental. Sorry, I couldn't get that. To reach an extension, just say the number. Or, you can say things like, I want to check product availability or what's my order status.
Installation, appliance.
Sure. Is this an existing?
Yes.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling the Zephyr Hills Home Depot. Trying to get a hold of an expediter?
Yes, I am. I've got a customer
okay.
with a tech. She tried to call the store to pay for the install, and they told her she had to come into the store to pay for the install. Do you want a PO number for her measure? Because what happened is they went out there, the product was on site, and the measure said it would fit. So she's like, can you just install this? And
all right, let me put you on hold
because
I'm – yeah, let me put you on a brief hold. I can look into it. I don't see why it would be a big deal, but
right.
I'm doing a return for a customer who's waiting on a large return.
Happy
now.
To wait to get our tech paid.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
so much.
Fine. Hold on 1 second.
Whether you're moving across town or just a neighborhood away, the Home Depot can help that big if you want. You can rent a flatbed pickup truck, a cargo van, or a moving box truck, all with unlimited miles. Ask an associate for assistance to figure out which vehicle is right for your move. And get even closer to making your next home your dream home. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Vehicle make, model, and year may vary slightly by store. Rental trucks must be returned to the original store from which they were rented. A valid driver's license is required upon pickup to rent these vehicles. At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation. The next generation. The next.
Do you by any chance have the PO so I can take a look?
I certainly do. It is 2944-7733.
And the customer just wants to pay for this?
She wants to pay for the double oven installation. Because it's
for the
been
installation?
Installed. Yes.
For the install. What type of install this? Oh, it's only $69.
No, the measure has been
the
paid
measure,
for.
Yeah.
They went out there to do the measure, and it was going to fit. The product was on site. Typically, that's not the case. We measure before the product's delivered. And so
okay,
she
yeah.
wanted
let
to
me
have
try
it
and get,
installed.
Yeah, let me try and send you to Donna, because I think she needs to build it, because this is just a measure. So hold on 1 second.
Right, exactly.
She should be,
but she needs
second.
To pay
if she
for
does
it.
The, yeah, let me try and get you back over there, if she's okay.
Okay.
Flowers and veggies, the love and the nerd.
This is Donna. How can I help you?
Hi, Donna. It's Rebecca with XPO. I've got a mutual customer here who had a measure today. Her product was already on site, which is not typically the case. And she had the technician go ahead and install it. But when she was trying to call the store to pay, was advised that she'd have to come into the store to pay. I'm just trying to get my tech paid at this point.
What now?
I have a PO number for the measure. It was for a double oven. They went out there today and it fit. Usually when we do a measure, the product's not even purchased yet, let alone on site. So in order to avoid her having to wait a couple weeks to get it installed after that measure, the tech offered to go ahead and install it. But when she called the store to try to purchase that installation, she was told to go into the store, and our tech didn't want to leave her hanging, so he got that installed, but we're
okay.
still trying to get
what's
her to be able to pay for it.
Okay, what's the
PO?
Well, what's
customer.
Your telephone number?
Okay, it is 813-841-9789.
9789?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm wondering if there's... I'm thinking maybe... they were waiting for the measure before they put in the install PO.
Right. And I mean, it's looking like that it fit. And like I said, the usual process is we go out and we measure, and then
right.
the customer sold the appliance and we're waiting on it to be delivered. And that's when we schedule the installation.
Right.
But with it Memorial Day sale volume, she was going to be pushed out quite a while to wait on that install.
Okay, see, nothing came. What's the PO you have?
I have, for the measure, I have the 2944-7733.
7733, let me check that. Our system's been acting really weird today, so.
I think it's holiday volume. It's crazy over here than usual.
I don't know what's wrong with this stupid thing.
Excuse me. I'm just literally assisting agents.
Okay, that's what it is. They didn't have a
PO to charge her for, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know it was going to be needed.
How much is it?
The pricing should be on your guys' end for it's was it a double oven?
Okay.
Make sure.
Yeah. Let me see. Product, bam, service. Okay.
It's single oven. Option. Single oven. Single built-in oven.
Okay, so it's going to be, wall oven. Here we go. Wall oven, single?
Yes.
One of that, okay. One.
But I mean, the tech witness or call Home Depot with a card in hand, ready to pay for the install.
Okay. Yeah, but it just wasn't in there.
Yeah, right. It's an unusual situation, and a brand new trainee got the call initially, so it's like the Easter egg of calls because typically they'll just get a trip charge or come back later.
So we could call the customer and collect the payment now?
Yeah, if you would like to call her, I still have the tech on my back line. But they've been advised.
Well, I can't take payment, unfortunately. Service desk is going to have to. But
okay.
I got to put the measure in done first before they can even do that, too. So if you'll hold on.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Now, I can tell you how to reach me specifically, if that would be, like, because I don't know how long the tech is going to hold on my back line, but if I can give him we're getting it worked
on.
My name is Rebecca. Yeah. Rebecca.
Okay,
and if he called the 800-9, let me make sure I'm giving you the right number, the 800-920-8337 will reach this call center, and I'm the only Rebecca here.
800-920-8337.
That's the number that we give the text. So if you call that one, you'll reach here.
And then ask for Rebecca.
Yes, I'm here until 11 a.m. Central, and I'll be back at 12 Central. So hopefully it won't take that long, but just letting you know.
No, I'm going to get this in done and then have the service desk call the customer for payment. And I'll call you back with the PO.
Perfect. And then I'll email it to home office and they'll get it all processed.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day,
Rebecca.
Donna.
Hi.
Thanks for speaking to me.
Bye-bye.